Hey everybody, Kyle Klingman here with Track Wrestling for another edition of 7 Minutes brought to you by CollegeWrestlerRecruiting.com. This week's guest hasn't even put on a college wrestling singlet yet. David Carr redshirted last year for Iowa State, and we get a chance to watch him in this upcoming 2019-2020 season. We get a chance to watch him at the 2019 Junior World Championships, but he is one of the most dynamic wrestlers in the country, and he comes from one of the greatest family legacies, the Carr family. As you'll remember, Nate Carr, his father, who is now part of the Cyclone Regional Training Center, was a 3-time NCAA champion and an Olympic bronze medalist. So a lot of great family legacy there. And we get to talk to David Carr, his son, who will be a redshirt freshman at Iowa State. And as always, as we talk about recruiting, collegewrestlerrecruiting.com is a great place to start for your recruiting needs. Maybe you're not in the top 100 in the country. Maybe you're not in the top 250, but you want to continue going on and you want to continue wrestling. You should check out collegewrestlerrecruiting.com. Robbie Vincent has done a great job of setting this up so that you can find out what the best fit is for you. Do you even know how many college wrestling programs there are out there? Do you know why you might want to go Division III instead of Division I? Collegewrestlerrecruiting.com will help you make those decisions. And as we go into this, recruiting is a big part of it, and you'll find out why. David Carr is next on this week's edition of 7 Minutes. David Carr, are you ready to go 7 minutes?
Yes, sir.
If you could take what you know now and have a conversation with yourself at 15, what advice would you give yourself?
I would tell myself to like start lifting regularly. Like I didn't lift in high school or middle school, so like I think if I started lifting and like doing push-ups and pull-ups and stuff, I think that would help me a lot, because now we lift in college like all the time, and also just stay true to the process and believe in myself.
Let's go back to recruiting when you were in high school. What do you remember about it? What were your top 3 schools, and why did you pick Iowa State?
The recruiting process was a lot of fun. You get to visit all the schools around the world, and I think the best part was just being able to talk to some of the coaches, and I narrowed it down to Ohio State, Oklahoma State, and Iowa State, and I really liked Ohio State because I lived in Ohio, but I remember, you know, praying about my decision, and pretty much, you know, I listened to a pastor and he was saying, like, don't do what's always convenient and don't do what's easy. And Ohio State was kind of like the convenient choice and like easy because I lived in Ohio and all my friends went to Ohio State. So I kind of narrowed that one off. And then Oklahoma State and Iowa State, I just felt like Iowa State was almost like home. The people there were really, really nice and welcoming, and the coaching staff was phenomenal. So I ended up choosing there, and the legacy of the Carr family is at Iowa State, and I just want to be able to continue and build that while I'm here.
Is it fun to have your dad as a RTC coach?
Yeah, it's phenomenal. He's always working with me and always encouraging me. I don't know what I'd do without, you know, him being by my side and helping me out. He's been nothing but great since we've been down here, and we've just been bonding a lot. It's been awesome.
If you could take one skill from any other wrestler and add it to your game, what do you think would benefit your wrestling the most?
I think the scrambling ability of Yanni. If I could scramble as good as him, I'd be pretty hard to take down. Because I know I have like the best offense in the country. So now, like, I think if I could scramble and have defense and score like that, that'd be really dangerous.
Let's say wrestling has one governing body and you are the president. What would you want to change?
More time after weigh-in.
How much
you weigh
more?
In, you get a few more. I don't know. Like, I think college wrestling, you get an hour after you weigh in. I think maybe 2 hours, maybe 2.5 hours. That way it's like people are cutting their weight a little bit safer instead of like rushing it down.
What's the last thing you tell yourself before you set your foot on the line?
I usually have like a little routine. And I'll just kind of tell myself, like, the result doesn't matter as long as I give my best effort. I tell myself I'm strong, I'm fast, I've trained hard for this, and then just all glory to God, and I shake the guy's hand.
What's the greatest compliment someone could give you?
I think the best compliment someone can give me is just like, David Carr, you're a phenomenal wrestler, but I think you're an even better person, and I love how you carry yourself, and I love your character.
Is there something that your coach yells at you that you can hear every single time that you compete?
I think whenever Metcalf like coached me, he's always like, two hands to one leg, two hands to one leg. He always says that, and I always hear it, and I'm like, okay, I need to make that adjustment. Or go get a takedown. My dad always like, go get one. And I try my best to go get a takedown. So those two things probably the most.
How about the strangest thing that's ever gone through your mind during a match?
I think one time I was on my back, and I was like, it was that Ironman, some kid cradled me, and I was like, I'm literally about to lose at the Ironman quarterfinals right now. I was just like, I can't believe I'm about to lose this match, because I thought I could beat the kid. And I ended up getting off my back and tech falling him, but I just remember thinking, like, I'm literally about to lose this match right now, and then I fought off my back. But I don't think I've thought anything, like, too goofy or anything.
If you could go back and re-wrestle any match, which would it be and why?
There's so many matches I wish I could go back and re-wrestle. I remember my sophomore year, I only lost one time, and it was like a super crazy overtime match. I wish I could go back and just like re-wrestle and just like finish the match good. And I ended up losing in like triple overtime. All I had to do, if I just went out and got a takedown the first period, it would have been like over.
What's the most interesting thing about you that has nothing to do with wrestling?
I can ride the unicycle, and I can play piano.
No kidding. When did you learn how to ride the unicycle?
In, like, sixth grade. It started as, like, kind of a joke, but now I can ride it real good. It, like, helps your core strength and your balance. So, like, when the guy has my leg up, it's, like, hard to score on me because I have really good balance and I have really good core. So, like, that kind of transitions to wrestling. In a way that I can, like, have really good balance and, like, stop guys from taking me down.
So that might be a new training technique that you just gave away.
I think so. I think people should do it. It looks cool, too. Like, just riding one wheel, kind of cool.
What's your greatest fear?
Not living up to my potential. I think I have a lot of potential, and I want to achieve a lot of goals in college. So I think at first, when I got to college, I think I was always scared, like, what if I never, you know, do good, but... it's not as bad now. I think just I'm a little bit wiser now, and I think no matter what, if I don't win a national title, I just know if I just give my best effort, I'll be happy with the results I have.
If you could go back and wrestle anybody from any era, who would you want to compete against?
My dad.
How would that match go?
I don't know. I think I would want to wrestle my dad in college, like same year, same like weight, because he wrestled 150 and I'd make 150 just to wrestle him. It'd be like I would want to see how I do against him in college, his freshman year and my freshman year.
How much do you know about his rivalry with Kenny Monday?
I know a lot about it. I think that he talks a lot about it. It's pretty cool.
Have you watched many of his matches or those matches that they wrestled?
I've seen like two of them, and it's just like it was most so intense. Like, I've never seen two guys want to win so badly, and only one could walk away as the winner. And so that was, I took a lot from that, and I think just it shows you how much heart you have to have to win nationals and to win the Big 12s and all that.
David Carr, you just went 7 minutes. We appreciate your time, and we wish you all the best at Iowa State.
I appreciate it. God bless.